This morning, we'd like to see the title of attribution, Psalm chapter 18, verses 1 through 50. For online course audiences, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 34, what type of world is our normal Christian life? So question one, in 34, what type of world is our normal Christian life? Number two, from verses 39 through 45, to whom did David attribute his victories? Question 2, from 39 through 45, to whom did David attribute his victories? The last question, in verse 50, how can the descendants of David receive divine mercy forever? The last question, in verse 50, how can the descendants of David receive divine mercy forever? This Psalm 18 is similar to the 2 Samuel chapter 22. David said in verse 39, "For you have armed me with strength for the battle, you have subdued under me those who rose up against me." We often fail to see the deliverance of God when we are delivered by the Lord upon our prayer for His deliverance out of troubles or distress. But David never attributed the results of victories to himself rather than to God. That's why God loved David, who was after the Lord's heart, in book of Acts chapter 13 verse 22. We could see the entire chapter of Psalm 18 for God's deliverance from the hand of Saul and the hands of all his enemies. In Luke chapter 17 verses 11 through 18, 10 lepers were cleansed by our Lord, but only one leper gave glory to God and attributed his healing to the Lord. Jesus said, "Where are the nine who should not fail to see our Lord's hands?" We should not fail to see our Lord's hands. Chapter 18, Introduction to the Chief Musician, a Psalm of David, the servant of the Lord, who spoke to the Lord the words of this song on the day. So right here, the singing is coming from us to God, you know, to spoke to the Lord the words of this song on the day that the Lord delivered him. Right here, the Lord is deliverer. The Lord delivered David from the hands of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul, and he said. So Saul tried to kill David after David was ordained by God through Samuel. So Saul was jealous of David. So Saul tried to kill David. Verse 1, "I will love you, O Lord, my strength." Verse 1, here we can see attribution. David said, "My strength is the Lord." So David attributed his strength to the Lord. Divine results, unfortunately, often is distracted by this or that or the other. So when we are in troubles or distress, we cry out to help the Lord. But after we are delivered, then we often try to make a reason not from God, but other reasons, you know, such as you know, the, after drought, you know. So we ask to pray to the Lord and give water. So then, you know, a storm came up, then said the heavy rain came, saving, delivering from out of a drought. Or we got the test or exam, likely failure, but after being delivered, we said the grader who was teaching gave easy grade, you know, to a student. Something like that, where God's deliverance often is distracted by, you know, this region or the other region or another thing, you know, that kind of thing. So we're the simple nature do not intend to give a credit, you know, to God and glory to God. So, but David here, he did not attribute his victory to himself, such as my strong hands, my wisdom, no such thing, rather than to the Lord. The Lord is my rock, continually, my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. So, rock, fortress, horn, is a symbol of strength and power. So here, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength. God himself is strength to David, in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation. Horn also symbol of strength and power. My strongholds, my high tower. So verse 2, you know, really describes, you know, God's protection with the example of, you know, army's tools, rock, you know, fortress, horn, you know, high tower, and so on. Verse 3, I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to praise it. So the Lord is worthy for my praise, so shall I be saved from my enemies, because the Lord delivered me from my enemies. The pangs of death surrounds me, and flaws of ungodliness made me afraid. So death situation surrounded me also, and the flawed ungodliness, who did not believe in God, made me afraid. So, like, you know, that kind of a thing, unbeliever thing, ungodliness made me afraid. But I trust in the Lord, no matter what situation. So the sorrows of a shell or a hell or a grave surrounded me. So I was almost to be dead, to be trapped. The scenarios of death confronted me. Verse 6, in my distress, those of fear and distress, I called upon the Lord. I cried out to the Lord and cried out to my God. He heard my voice. God heard my voice from his temple. So his temple is the place, you know, where the Lord resided in the Old Testament. And my cry came before him and even to his ears. So God, you know, listened to David's cry, or David's, you know, fervent prayer. Verse 7, then the earth shook and trembled. description for earthquake. The foundation of the hills also quaked and was shaken because he was angry. So God, you know, brought the earthquake, you know, supernatural thing, earthquake, natural thing, but urgent, you know, thing, earthquake. So David resided in, you know, Hebron area, you know, in Israel. Smoke went up from his nostrils. So there is a volcano, active volcano kind happened. Smoke went up from his nostrils and devouring fire from his mouth. Coals were kindled that describe the for magma, you know, coals were kindled by it. He bowed to heavens also and came down with darkness under his feet. So active volcano occurred, certain, you know, darkness, you know, in heaven, you know, like that. And God rode upon a cherub. Cherub singular form. Cherub is powerful, you know, guardian, you know, angels. So we can see Genesis chapter 3, verse 24. So God drove out the man here. The man is Adam, because Adam disobeyed, you know, God's commandment, eating forbidden fruit. And God placed the cherubim. Cherubim is a plural form of Hebrew sense, a cherubim, at the east of the Garden of Eden, and a flaming sword which turned every way to guard the way to the tree of life. So we can see the cherub, a powerful guardian angel. Also, we can see Exodus chapter 25, verse 18 through 22. The cherubim located on the mercy seat in the most holy places. So, and you shall make two cherubim of gold, of hammered work. You shall make them at the two ends of the mercy seat. So, square box, you know. So, that is at the top, you know, lid. It's called the mercy seat. Make one cherub at one end, right hand, and the other cherub at the other end, left hand. You shall make the cherubim at two ends of it, of one piece with the mercy seat. And the cherubim shall stretch out their wings above, covering the mercy seat with their wings, and they shall face one another. The faces of the cherubim shall be towards the mercy seat. You shall put the mercy seat on top of the ark. So the Ark of Covenant is a top or lid, is called as a mercy seat. And in the ark you shall put the testimony, and I will give you, and there I will meet you, and I will speak with you from above the mercy seat, from between the two cherubim which are on the Ark of the Testimony, or at the Ark of Covenant of the Testimony. So in the box of Ark of Covenant, they were the Moses, you know, the Ten, you know, Commandments, stone. About everything which I'll give you in commandment to the children of Israel. So the cherubim is a strong, a guardian angel. So we can see, you know, in mercy seat, you know, of the Ark of Covenant, of the right side and left side, and, you know, two cherubims were there. So that cherub, you know, strong, you know, guardian angel, and flew. God flew upon the wings of the wind. God made darkness his secret place. So we can see, we can imagine active, you know, volcano, you know, some kind of volcano magma, you know, coming out the heaven, you know, that became, you know, darkness. So God made darkness for His secret place, His canopy or pavilion or big tent around God was dark waters and thick clouds of the skies. So there's a thick clouds from the brightness before Him. So some lightning come out, you know, His thick clouds passed with hailstones. Hailstones come out and coals of fire. So magma together, hailstone come out, you know, that kind of thing. So the Lord thundered from heaven, and the Most High uttered His voice, hailstone and coals of fire. He sent out His arrows and scattered the foe over the enemy, lightnings in abundance, and He vanquished or discomfited or destroyed them. So God destroyed the enemies. Then the channels of the sea. The channels of the sea is a kind of wadi. So in Hebron area, usually there is just the barren land. But while the heavy raining comes, barren land can become the channels of the water, so heavy raining. So that's why then the channels of the sea were seen, because a lot of raining come, so that's called wadi. Wadis were seen, the foundation of the walls were uncovered, so we can see foundation of the wall, you know, the water. So nowhere, we don't know which one is the channel of water, but heavy raining we can figure out. And at the Yuri Brook, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of Your nostrils. So God has two nose holes, you know, one right hand side, the other left hand side, that is Your nostrils, plural. He sent from above, God sent from above, He took me. So basically God delivered David, He drove me out of many waters, so heavy raining. So recently in South Korea, you know, they are, you know, many raining, heavy rainings. You know, some people, you know, camped on mountains, but suddenly the heavy raining came through valleys in the mountain, so they could not escape, you know, from heavy raining. So they were isolated. But the emergency, you know, helicopter rescued them, you know, that kind of situation. So God delivered from, you know, heavy raining and a lot of waters. So God delivered me from my strong enemy. So right here, the heavy raining suddenly come on is described or as a metaphor over, you know, strong enemies. From those who hated me, so like a soul, also soul followers, you know, hated David, for they were too strong for me, because the soul still occupied his throne, although David was ordained by God through Samuel. So David still, you know, ran away, you know, from the present king Saul at the time of persecution troubles. From those who hated me, for they were too strong for me, the enemies confronted me in the days of my calamity, so in the day of my misery situation. So after David was ordained by Samuel, so about 8 years later, he could be a king, you know. So in, you know, Hebron area, only half, you know, after the death of Saul. So, but he ran away from Saul's, you know, persecution, or just threatening, you know. But the Lord was my support. Right here, attribution to the Lord. The Lord was my support. The Lord also brought me out in the broad place. Broad place is the land, you know, the safe land, you know, huge land. A lot of spacious are there. The God delivered out of it the heavy waters or the strong enemies. He delivered me because he delighted in me. So God, you know, has delighted. God, you know, delivered me. That's why, you know, God, you know, delivered me. The Lord rewards me. So further, the Lord rewards me according to my righteousness. Here it talks about David's righteousness according to the cleanness of my hands. So David's righteousness, David's cleanness, where did they come from? So he had recompensed me. God, you know, rewarded me. Because, verse 21, Kisha, because David have kept the ways of the Lord, the ways of the Lord. So the ways of the Lord, you know, God's word has many ways. So Psalm chapter 119, we can see God's word is described in many ways, such as law, testimony, way, precept, or maxim, or rule of action, judgment, word, commandment, statute. So those all of the things described different way of the word of God. For example, law is rule or a standard to control human behavior. That's called simply law. Testimony through, you know, Christian life, you know, how the word of God has been applied to actual Christian life. That is testimony. So personal testimony. So God's word, you know, work through me. You know, how, you know, that way is which way. So God's word and teach us which way. So we should go to south or north, you know, or in a way. Precept meaning like a proverb, you know, maxim, you know, certain, you know, the word, you know, give our certain, you know, proverb, you know, general, you know, truths, you know, kind of thing. Rule of action, so particular certain action, so how should I do? The word of God and teach us in that way. It's called as a rule of action. Judgment case, law. For example, certain case, you know, how the Lord did judge, you know. For example, the disciples called Jesus. Those people did not, you know, follow us. How should we do? Jesus said, whoever do not oppose us is our support. You know, that kind of judgment, you know, we can see. Word, you know, simple word, what written word, you know, oral word, you know, or convicted word, you know, lemma kind of thing. Commandment, order, statute, and written law. So we can describe, you know, in many ways, so for the word of God. And I have not wickedly departed from my God. So basically, David kept the word of God in many ways. That's why he is righteous and clean. Because of them, God rewarded me, basically. I was also blameless before him. I kept myself from my iniquity. So I am innocent. God knows I was innocent. Although Saul and Saul's followers tried to kill me. Therefore, the Lord had recompensed, rewarded me according to my righteousness. So David's righteousness come from the David's keeping the word of God, according to cleanness of my hands in his sight. With the merciful, you will show yourself merciful. So this kind of thing, you know, Matthew chapter 5, you know, verse 7, Jesus just said, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. So basically, if you give mercy to other people, you shall receive mercy from God. So we can see, you know, David, 1 Samuel chapter 24, verse 4 through 6, then the man of David said to him, this is the day of which the Lord said to you, behold, look, I will deliver your enemy, who is Saul, the king, into your hand, that you may do to him as it seems good to you. And David arose and secretly cut off a corner of Saul's robe. So David and David's man was in the cave, but you know, Saul came there too. So David recognized Saul, but David didn't touch Saul rather than cut off a corner of Saul's robe. Now it happened afterward, David's heart troubled him because he had cut Saul's robe. And David said to his man, David's servant, the Lord forbid that I should do this thing to my master, the Lord's anointed, to stretch out my hand against him, seeing he is the appointed of the Lord. So once Saul was anointed by God, so David didn't touch the Saul or hurt the Saul, although Saul was against David and David's life. But David asked the Lord, you know, let the Lord to deliver justice, righteousness, you know, against the Saul and the Saul's the follows. Also, another thing, the 1 Samuel chapter 26, verse 11 and 12, we can see David's merciful behavior to Saul. The Lord forbid that I should stretch out my hand against the Lord's anointed. So, but please take now the spear and the jug of water that are by his head, which means Saul's head, you know, spear and jug. And let us go. So David took the spear and jug of water by Saul's head, and they got away, and no man saw or knew it or awake, for they were all asleep, meaning all Saul's sort of followers were all asleep, because a deep sleep from the Lord had fallen on them. So David had a chance to kill Saul in Saul's camp, but rather than David, you know, brought in Saul's the water pitcher and spear on him. So that is the David, you know, gave mercy to Saul. That's why, you know, David received mercy from God as well. Mercy meaning forgiving your sins. So David, you know, committed several sins, and God, you know, gave forgiveness to David because he delivered mercy to, you know, other people. So we can see chapter 18, you know, really we can see why, you know, God loved David, you know, so much, because David is all the result of a victory, you know, is given to God, you know. He was not taking any glory, you know, from God at all. With a blameless or upright man. So always there a man, you know, try to write up into the law. You will show yourself blameless. With the pure, you will show yourself pure. And with the devious or forward, you will show yourself shrewd, you know, forward. So the evil is you might receive, you know, the forward, which means stubbornness. If you are stubborn, so you also, you know, receive, you know, stubbornness from God, which meaning you cannot, you know, receive any mercy, you know, any grace, because you are, you know, the shrewd, you know, or devious. For you will save the humble man. So God, you know, gave grace to the humble people, but resist the proud people, right? Will bring down or resist haughty looks or arrogant looks. For because you will light my lamp, the Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. For by you, by God, I can run against the truth. So basically, right now describing David's victories over several words against the truth. By my God, I can leap over a wall. So to David, leap over a wall, you know, very strong. And for God, his ways is perfect. No failure is perfect. The word of the Lord is proven. Proven, which meaning the word of the Lord was applied to to David's. So that is called, you know, proven. So practice of divine word, you know, by David. So David exercised the practice of divine word. That's called the word of the Lord is proven. So David said, practice proving the word of the Lord. So unfortunately, many Christians, although they listen to many God's word, but they often they do not practice of the words, you know, in real life. So in that case, you know, the word of God, you know, is not alive to practiced people, unpracticed Christians. God is a shield to all who trust in Him. For who is God except the Lord? Which meaning rhetorical question. Only one God. And who is a rock, you know, power or protection except the Lord? Only one protected God. It is God who arms me with strength. So God, you know, molded me with strength and makes my way perfect. God, you know, making me my way perfect. So God commanded us we should be perfect as God is perfect. How can we do? So deny ourselves, our flesh, and always draw me close to the Spirit. In that moment, we can be perfect. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer or a hind's feet. You know, the feet is the deer feet is very strong, and set me on my high places. He teaches my hand to make work. So God teaches me my hand to make work. So in this particular case, David case, actual word, physical word, that kind of thing, but beyond the word, actual spiritual word. So Ephesians chapter 6 verses 12 13 said, our word not against the flesh and blood, but the power of darkness. So we need to take a whole armor of God. Whole armor of God, so describe it, not after the flesh, but after the spirit. How? So prayer in spirit, and the sword of spirit, which is the word of God. So prayer in spirit, which meaning we should be sensitive to spirit in a direction, guidance, through prayer. Prayer meaning from me to God, God will give a certain answer to me, like a communication between me and God. That's called in prayer. In spirit meaning not in my flesh, in spirit. We should be sensitive to spirit in a direction. So the spirit will say something, we should be ready to listen to that. So also in the word of God, that kind of thing. So Ephesians, chapter 6, verse 12 20. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, total all of them, the powers of darkness, against the powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Places are plural. So heaven, we can see three levels. First level, before in the cloud, we can say first heaven, the second, you know, the above cloud is called the second heaven. The beyond that, third heaven we cannot see. Heavenly places. Therefore, take off the whole armor of God. So whole armor of God is explained as the following verses, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. So to resist, you know, in the evil day, or to get in victory, or to bear in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand, therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness. And this one, Paul explained as the armor of Roman armor. Having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. So wicked one, you know, shoot the fiery darts, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. So all of them is the word of God and Spirit work. So faith, you know, comes from by faith, right? Faith is by the word of God. So praying always. Praying, communicated with God, and always with all prayer, supplication in the spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints, and for me that utterance may be given to you, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. So delivering the gospel and boldly to unbelievers or, you know, in to devils influence the people. So in the name of Jesus, we can rebuke a devil, you know. Then as a listener who are unbelievers might accept the Lord Jesus Christ. So think that, so that my arms can bend a bow of bronze. So basically God teaches David, so that's why David can, you know, melted, you know, the enemies, you know, the bow of bronze. Bronze is very strong, you know, the bow. So he could bends a very strong bow, because God teaches David's hand to make work. You have also given me the shield of your salvation. Right here we can see, you know, to David, you know, attributed every moment, you know, to the Lord, you know, your salvation, not my salvation. So I save it by myself. Your right hand has held me up. Your gentleness has made me great. So God's gentleness. Gentleness is meaning God's, you know, treat me nice. Your grace has made me great. You enlarged my path under me. So God, you know, make large David's path under me. So my feet did not slip down. I have pursued my enemies and overtaken them. Neither did I turn back again till they were destroyed. So enemies, you know, ultimately were destroyed because of God's help, God's works through David. I wounded them. So David wounded the enemies so that they could not rise. So enemies could not rise. They have fallen under my feet. For you have armed me with strength for the battle. You have subdued under me those who rose up against me. So the enemies were subdued, you know, to David. You have also given me the neck of my enemies. So enemies' neck, you know, necks, you know, were cut off, so that I destroyed those who hate me. They cried out, enemies cried, but there was none to save. So verses 39 through 45, you know, a lot of, you know, victories. So we can see, you know, in 2 Samuel, you know, a lot of victories, you know, so Philistines in 2 Samuel chapter 8, verse 1, David, you know, they beat up Philistines. Also, 2 Samuel chapter 8, verse 2, Moabites, David beat up. Also, Hadadezer of Jobar, you know, chapter 8, verse 3, David, you know, took over Syrians, and you know, took over Syrians, chapter 8, verse 5. Edomites, chapter 8, verse 13. Ammonites, chapter 12, verse 26. Jebusites, chapter 5, verses 6 through 10. Also, Tyre made a tribute, you know, to David to build up, you know, David's palace, chapter 5, you know, verse 11. So we can see, you know, a lot of, you know, victories, you know, 2 Samuel. So that kind of describing, you know, the up to 45. Then I beat them as fine as the dust before the wind. So beat up, you know, like dust. I cast them out like dirt in the street. You have a why? Because God have delivered me, has delivered me from the strivings of the people. You have made me the head of the nations. So David, you know, conquered many nations, many Gentile nations. A people I have not known shall serve me. A people is plural, but A means a group. A people, those people I have not known, so not known, serve me, serve David, you know, Philistines, Moabites, you know, Hadadezer, Jobra, you know, Syrians, Edomites, Ammonites, you know, Jebusites, you know, those, you know, obey David. The foreigners submitted to me. They submit to me, for example, Tyrus, you know, made tributes, and you know, they sent out work, you know, to build up in a palace. The foreigners fade away and come frightened from their hideouts. So they got, you know, frightened. But right here, verse 39-45, all victory came from God, David recognized as. Attribute all victories to God, gave glory to God. So in verses 46-50, continually glorified God. 46, the Lord lives. This is a very, very convicted me, this particular phrase. The Lord lives. Right now, He's alive. He's with me. So, this is an encouragement. Even if some trouble, you know, uncertainty, you know, no matter what, God is still alive. God has a foreknowledge. God is with me. Who shall be against me? As long as we care. His word in my heart, in our heart. Blessed be my rock, my strength, my power is God. So blessed me, praise the Lord, praise God. Let God of my salvation be exalted. So exalted meaning lift up, you know, God, glorified. It is God who avenges me. Right here, avenger is God. So we can see David's behavior. David did not, you know, avenge the soul who tried to kill David. So David know God avenges. So that's why let God, you know, make judgment, you know, against his soul. So that's why God make judge. God who avenges me. So. For me, God made a judgment for me. So exactly, God made a judgment against Saul for David. And subdued the people under me. He delivered me from my enemies. You also lifted me up. So God lifted me up above those who rise against me. So this one in Psalm chapter 23, he prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. So my cup flows away. So you have delivered me from the violent man. So they allowed to kill me. Therefore, I will give thanks to the Lord. The giving thanks. This is attribution to the Lord among the Gentiles. and sing praises to your name. Great deliverance God gives to his king. So he's a king and shows mercy to his anointed, to David. So God, you know, destroyed Saul, and God anointed David as a king through Samuel. So he's a king to David. His descendants forever. The question is, how can David's descendant can receive mercy forever? Genesis chapter 22, verse 18. In your seed, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice. So because Abraham obeyed God's voice or God's word, because Abraham's the faith, so Abraham's seed, singular seed, so through Abraham's singular seed, all the nations shall be blessed, or shall receive mercy. Mercy meaning shall be forgiven their own sin and coming from Adam. So singular seed, Abraham's seed. This is the talks of Jesus Christ. Galatians chapter 3, verse 16. Now to Abraham and his seed was the promise made, he does not see, and to seeds as of many, but as of one, and to your seed, who is Christ. So we know that Jesus Christ coming from David, David coming from Abraham. So singular seed. So through Jesus Christ, whoever accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, singular seed of Abraham, accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, shall receive mercy forever, or shall be blessed forever, shall be forgiven their original sin. Let's see, you know, each question. In verse 34, what type of word in our normal Christian life? The spiritual warfare. So even if, you know, David's case, he fight against Goliath as a while when David was young. So he declared his faith, you know, God, you know, will fight, you know, against Goliath, not me. So if we make through ourselves to spirit, so God, you know, will handle spiritual warfare. But if you draw me to flesh, you know, we will lose. So we should recognize spiritual matter. So that's important. Question two, from 39 through 45, to whom did David attribute his victories? All victories David attributed to God, you know, so not, you know, take, you know, any victories to himself. In verse 50, how can the descendant of David receive divine mercy forever? Descendant of David simply means whoever accepts, you know, David's singular seed or Aaron's single seed, the Lord Jesus Christ, you know, can receive mercy. Mercy meaning forgiven, you know, sins, you know, and blessed and forever. So let's sing song, support your song, you know, page 5, number 3, and then we will have a benediction.